I listened and heard a horse in the lane before the door, neighing. I can't tell you exactly how it was, as though he would call up the house. It was rather queer, I thought, so I got up and looked out of the window, and it seemed to me he had a saddle on. He stamped and pawed, and then he gave another neigh and stamped again. And said I to my wife, "There is something wrong here," and I dressed and went out. And when he saw me, he acted in the strangest way you ever saw. And thought I, if ever an animal wanted to speak, that animal does. When I tried to catch him, he shot off, ran down the lane a bit, and then came back, acting as strangely as ever. I went into the house and woke up my brother here, and we saddled our horses and started. Away went yours ahead, stopping every minute to look around and see if we followed. When we came to the water, I rather hesitated, but it was of no use. The horse would have us go on and on till we found you. I never heard of such a thing before in all my life. Gilbert did not speak, but two large tears slowly gathered in his eyes and rolled down his cheeks. The men saw his emotion and respected it. In the light of the cold, keen dawn, they reached a snug farmhouse a mile from the Brandywine. The men lifted Gilbert from the saddle and would have carried him immediately into the house, but he first leaned upon Roger's neck, took the faithful creature's head in his arms, and kissed it.